Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Brr, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. Hey, we're alive in the studio this morning. The roads were, kind of clear for all the major roads, so that was great. The side roads still rather treacherous. But
yes, the side roads are tough.
Got Scott Ralston in this morning, who also braved it in from out there in Issaquah.
Snowy Issaquah.
Lots of snow out there. So, Scott, what I wanted to talk about today, this subject will shock you. I want to talk about planning.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to talk about the weather.
Well, I'll
bet you've got a segue from the weather into planning.
Well, we do. And certainly this last, few weeks is, reminiscent of other times in our lives up here in Seattle when we get these, rather transient, rare type, snowstorms and shuts us down for a week or two. This looks like it's going to be a couple weeks. And We look at this, and the idea that we're planning and to know that we just do this almost instinctively in certain things. But, I remember, like Wednesday, Thursday last week. I mean, by the time, late Thursday or, for heaven's sakes, Friday morning came on board, some of the stores were empty. Somebody told me they went to Trader Joe's and there was nothing there.
Yeah, I was at Trader Joe's in Issaquah, and it looked like it was hurricane preparation. The place was cleared out because people were planning.
What were people buying? Bottled water, blankets, flashlights, batteries, food, propane tanks, all the different kinds of things. And so I thought I would just kind of, go online and take a look about planning for these types of events. And we really have to, stop and thinking about the storm planning, if you will. There has to be the planning for, well, what if I'm in my home? What if I'm at work and I get sequestered there? What if I'm in my car? And so how do we look at these things and make sure that we have those things that are necessary? Well, most people, whether it's by pen and paper or a computer list, or you hop online and you get a list, or you just intuitively kind of know that I've got to go do these things. And so obviously if we're sitting there saying, well, I'm going to be out driving in this. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever been caught in a car for an extended period of time. I've had the pleasure of 7 hours in a ice storm here a number of years ago. It gets really cold and you get hungry and thirsty.
And people run out of fuel too.
And they run out of fuel. So lots of different things. So, just kind of looking at, what kind of things should I keep in my car? Well, obviously some extra warm clothes and boots and, some blankets, chains and, for your tires, a full tank of gas, Scott, might be a good idea. Mm-hmm. Check your antifreeze. And remember that batteries don't work sometimes really well when it gets really cold. So maybe some jumper cables, or better yet, one of those new little booster deals that you can buy for under $100, $50 in some cases. But, little tiny thing, 4 inches by 8 inches long, and you hook that up to your battery and away you go. You should keep some food in there. Some high protein type stuff, windshield scrapers, maybe a shovel, flares, flashlights, phone numbers, make sure your cell phone's all charged up and maybe an extra battery pack for that. There's all kinds of things about what are we going to do? Have you thought about your children and how you're going to get them home from school? See, this list goes on, and I can talk for the next hour just talking about getting prepared for these things. Have you ever thought of maybe a paper map? Because maybe you don't want to use your car and use up your battery or your phone battery to get online, or maybe you don't have coverage because of the storm.
The paper map, by the way, is probably sitting on your counter next to the yellow pages. something you just don't see very often.
That's
anymore.
Right. I'll tell you what, if you're a member of AAA, they still very got great useful. Maps, you know. And, you know, at home we want all the kind of same things. In our car also, let's make sure we have that first aid kit and things like that. So, and you're right, Scott, of course, the segue is, well, you know, we do this type of planning. And it's because we know we need to do it, because none of us like to be caught unprepared. And there's so many areas in life we do this in. I mean, folks, you spend a great deal of time planning, you know, vacations, maybe just planning a dinner party or a night out with someone. Quite a bit of planning can go into that, hours, weeks sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we do this. You know, I always humor myself at the amount of research people will do if they're going to go buy a new electronic device, whether it be a television, a DVR, or any of these things. Most people will know every spec on that thing. They'll know how many pixels and all this other stuff on these things. Really research it, plan it out so they can make wise, informed decisions. And darn it, Scott, we come to this idea of estate planning. And we've given all the statistics before. Maybe 30% of the population has some sort of estate plan. Of that 30% who have it, probably 70% of those are the plans are probably not what they should have today. They're 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. We see estate plans, Scott, that are last year we had several of them where the wills were 65 years old.
Yep. You run into those. That's not as common, but we definitely – it's common for us to run into estate plans from the 70s and 80s. That is not uncommon.
Not at all. And these old plans oftentimes can be more dangerous than no plans.
Well, it's that law that you often talk about. It is the law of unintended consequences. It may have been a perfect plan in 1976 – but things may have changed quite a bit since then.
Can you imagine that from 1976 to now, the changes? I look at my life. I mean, I just started my work career at that time.
That's right.
I just gotten out of the Navy. I'd started at Owens, Illinois, the Libby Glass plant. Oh, my, that was a long time ago. And so, planning is planning for a period of time and then monitoring your plan during that time, and then over time adjusting it as necessary as the variables in your life change. You know, you might be single, then you might be married, then you might be single again, then you might have children. They, you know, while they're young, you have issues. As they grow older, you have issues. Maybe you have a special needs child. There's all kinds of things that we need to think about. And for some reason, this concept of estate planning, you know, I'm just going to assume that most of you just, A, don't really understand it or have misconceptions about planning. And those misconceptions are what we want you to kind of overcome, because we all have various, you know, goals and objectives in life, whether we've committed them to paper or not. They're in our head. But, you know, having an estate plan in our head is really difficult to execute upon your incapacity, especially if you have Alzheimer's or something along those lines, not to, you know, make light of this situation. But the reality is we've got to commit to proper legal documents. And those documents, when I say proper, it's not that the title of the document is will or that the title of the document is power of attorney. That's great. It's like the title of a book. You got to read the book to see what it's about. The title gives you an idea, maybe, but it's what does that document specifically say and do? And this is where so many of you get in trouble. You and your situation are very different than your neighbor. Even though he lives in the same neighborhood, he has two cars, he has 2.3 children, he's married, the white picket fence. From the outside, you look very similar. But now once you each come in and we talk about your situations, your goals, your values, your specific things, the whole world changes there, and we have to tailor your estate planning. Scott, this, you know, as the litigator in the firm, this is one of the things I know that frustrates you. People come in and say, but I had a power of attorney.
Oh, the stories that I have and the endless frustrations that I have with people putting together their own documentation. We've had the power of attorney that allocated no power whatsoever to the attorney, in fact. I actually once had And fortunately, my client came in and put together a plan. But he came to me with a plan that he had borrowed literally from his neighbor. And his plan actually had some of his neighbor's name in the plan. So it was, you know, Bob's plan, but inside of the will itself, it was talking about Bill. Okay, I'm making these names up, obviously. But, I mean, that tells you the kinds of disasters that people can put together when they try to do this stuff on their own. And, you know, fortunately, in that case, my client came in to see me and said, hey, I got this estate plan that I copied from my neighbor, and I think I probably ought to do my own. Smart move.
I think I ought to do my own. Yes.
So I mean, you run into these things.
Unless you're going to give Steve all your assets, maybe.
But you run into these things all the time where people put together their own plans. And then there's, of course, the internet plan that is done for someone that doesn't really have necessarily capacity. And that's another really, really, really big problem where you have a what I'm going to call an interloper. It could be a child. It could be a second spouse. It could be a neighbor, for that matter, that comes on in with a plan that they've borrowed from the internet, and they bring to somebody that really doesn't comprehend or have the ability to execute an estate plan, but yet they do so because it's been put in front of them. So, you know, we talk about this all the time. Plan early, plan often. Update your plan. You know, we talked earlier about plans that are, you know, 60 plus years old. The 1976 plan may have been a good plan when it was put together, but you got to sit down and you got to think about your plan. You might have a plan from 1976 that still works for you. It may still work.
Let's check it out because we've also had in that period of time, you know,
changes in the law.
Amazing amount of change in law. And that's really been, you know, frustrating because your will probably be construed according to the laws at the time it was drafted in some cases, other cases not, case by case basis. So we have to kind of figure that out. So, hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'd love to talk with you this morning. I hope you're having your hot cocoa and your coffee. So give us a call, and we'd love to talk with you this chilly morning at 888-973-5476. That's the Cairo hotline and the KTTH hotline. Get your rain on air with your questions, comments. We'd love to chat with you. 888-973-5476. We'll be right back.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. You need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Regrick, founder of Regrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Okay, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorek from the law firm of Gregorek & Associates. I'm in this morning with attorney Scott Ralston from the office. And we're kind of talking about, you know, planning in general. And we started off the show talking about, you know, disaster preparedness, so to speak, for weather events and things like this. I grew up in Southern California, so we were always doing earthquake drills. We probably are doing those up here as well. And kind of looking at all these things and the effort and things that we do there. And those of you who plan for these events certainly fare better by having your flashlights and your batteries and your communications and your food and maybe a generator and all those fun things. Not everyone is quite so fortunate. Hey, folks, the phone lines are wide open this chilly Sunday morning at 888-973-5476. We'd love to hear your questions, comments, concerns. Maybe you've got a storm story. I'd love to hear it. Give us a jingle and we'll do that. So, you know, in looking at planning, we're trying to say, you know, people kind of avoid estate planning. Okay, you envision it as being boring. You envision it as being expensive. When you actually do it, you'll find it's neither of those things. If you do it properly, you're going to be engaged and you're going to be goal setting and you're going to be looking to the future and you're going to be making some, you know, big decisions. And the cost. We can't look at the cost that your estate plan is today as the total cost. It's kind of like buying a car. In, you know, the not too distant past, we would have said that a Toyota or a Honda had the, you know, probably some of the lower life cycle costs. In other words, the cost of ownership of that car over time because of repairs and maintenance, reliability, if you will. Well, most cars are getting better and better there, but there still are clear leaders in that area. And so as we, you know, look at those cars, they always sold for a little bit more than the cars who didn't have such good reliability. They were less expensive, but more repair bills, less, you know, more downtime, things of that nature. Estate planning is a lot like that. The better job you do now is going to save administrative cost, certainly taxes for many of you, and lots of other headaches. So we have to look at the lifetime cost over your lifetime of your estate planning and then look at that in context of who you are and what the benefits are. So it's like so many things in life. It's a cost and benefit analysis, not just a cost of saying, how much does a will cost? Because any attorney that tells you a flat fee for a will, having never talked with you or knowing about your assets or your goals and your desires, knowing about your family situation, knowing about the people in your plan, knowing about the relationships, how do they get along? Are there any drug or alcohol problems, any special needs problems? Are you a business owner that have business issues? Is this your first marriage, your second marriage, your fourth, fifth marriage? All these things are going to have a dramatic impact on the way your will would be written. So we want to make sure that those documents are properly tailored. Please don't infer tailoring means going to cost a fortune. Because what cost a fortune is having a plan that doesn't address your needs, and then you go to rely on it and it doesn't work. That's what cost a fortune. And that's really what we're trying to avoid. So when we're looking at our estate planning, Scott, I mean, you know, certain generic goals that people have, we want to provide for those that we care about, our loved ones. And by not doing it a plan, we haven't done anything for them other than leave things to chance. And you see this so much.
Well, and I've always thought of a plan as being part of your total, No, a comprehensive plan is a part of your total investment in your retirement. And, you know, we think about, you know, putting money in your IRA, putting money in your 401k or your SEP. You know, all of those types of things are part of your investment. But another component of your investment and part of your retirement plan should be as well your estate plan, because it is a small fraction to invest in a good plan and maintain that plan over the life of the plan and over your life compared to doing a bad plan or no plan at all. Because when you have to call our firm to talk to me because there is either a need for a guardianship because there are not decision-making documents such as a trust or powers of attorney in place, or you're calling my firm because something has gone wrong with a plan, whether you're as a trustee or as a PR or no plan and people are fighting in court, you know, no matter what it is, if you're having to invest in that, if your family is having to invest in a court-related type of action as opposed to investing in the administration or implementation of a good plan, we are talking about a significant difference in dollars.
Yeah, fives and tens or more thousands of dollars. They can go crazy. So, you know, our common goals are really providing for our loved ones. We all certainly want to minimize taxes where we can, whole shows on that. We want to be able to protect assets passing to our spouse. We want our plan to be understandable and be able to carry it out by us. And we want to make sure we get the proper control over our assets while we're alive, well, and okay. What happens to our assets and how are they going to be managed and controlled if we become incapacitated through disability? These are tough decisions, folks. And what about privacy? Would you like an estate plan that's private and protects your beneficiaries? Managing your assets, as Scott talked about. These are just common goals that we all have. Hey, we got to take a quick break. And when we get back from that break, I have a special announcement to make. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. And the phone call is 888-973-5476. We'll be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorek. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorek & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives,
A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregory.
Alrighty, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I am attorney Rick Gregory. Hey, check us out at yourpartnerinlaw.com, and you can also find the law firm's website there, RJG Legal, our newsletters, our blogs, everything. I did want to mention a retire meet we've been talking an awful lot about the last couple of months. It's next Saturday. Well, there's going to be no snow, though, so you're going to have no problem getting there on next Saturday. Baden-Bauer Center, retire meet. There is a waiting list, so if you give us a call at the office, we'll get you on the waiting list, and maybe you'll be able to come. So I know that we've had a few people calling up and saying, please, please, please. And, you know, I tell you every year, you got to get there on time. Hey, I said before break, I wanted to put a little shout-out, and so my shout-out here today says, happy birthday, Lauren. So Lauren's my daughter, and she's one of our senior paralegals at the firm. And she's just had my first grandbaby here, 3 months old. And so this is a big birthday for Lauren. And so happy birthday, hon. I love you very much, and we'll talk after the show. And Lauren works remotely for us, and she's in Nevada, in Carson City. And I hear tell from her they're getting snow in the feet.
Oh, that's right.
So they're getting lots of snow there, very cold and that. So happy birthday. And that was my special time. So anyhow, we were talking today about all this planning that we want to do and, you know, how necessary it is. I mean, here we are looking for a whole series of storms. We've had a couple already, and it looks like we got a couple more, you know, in the very near-term future. And which means that, you know, I'm going to guess today people are out restocking and, you know, buying more groceries. I also wanted, you know, Scott, one of the things I wanted to mention here is, you know, please, folks, pay attention to your surroundings, your environment, your neighborhood. And if you know that there's elderly folks that are somewhat housebound, and maybe, you know, a little welfare check and go in and see if they're okay, see if they're warm, see if they have food.
Shovel a path for them.
That's a dandy one. Shovel a path. Now make sure you're in good health yourself. Or get a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, get a millennial.
Yeah, get your younger neighbor to go over there. Hey,
should we get a millennial to do the snow shoveling? There we go. That's not a dig on millennials. I know you know how to shovel snow. You'll hook it up to an artificially intelligent computer bot, and the computer bot or robot will be out there shoveling the snow. And
that's right.
That sounds great. Just get her done.
There's an app for that.
But let's, you know, let's give the folks out there a hand and you know, just kind of take a look. I mean, this is, you know, this is weather where people die. And there have been some, you know, storm-related deaths and things like that. So do be aware. And I know there's shelters around and all those types of things. If you find an elder or somebody like that that you feel is in peril, please call 911 and get them some help, or call Adult Protective Services and get them some help. So we can all do our – kind of all do our part there. So we just want to keep, you know, moving along these areas and looking at that. So, you know, when we're looking at, you know, estate planning, and so many of you have no plan, so we got to get started. Some of you do have plans. For those of you that do have a plan, you know, whether it be a will-based plan or a trust-based plan, those are two choices. We do a will-based plan, a trust-based plan, or we rely on the government plan. Most of you don't like the government plan, so that would necessitate you doing that. So you have to ask yourself a few questions. Do I have a will? Do I have current health care powers of attorney? You know, are all the variables in my estate plan current? Folks, these are crucial and critical items to make sure that you have, because as Scott says so often,
a document that is inappropriate or wrong, the wrong people, the wrong powers, no powers, not drafted right, maybe not being compliant with state laws. You know, all 50 states have different laws on these documents and how they're implemented, what they may or may not say. Even the powers that are bestowed upon your agents varies a little bit.
Yeah, powers of attorney, I mean, they've got to be, if not the most litigated documents out there about, you know, getting close to the top of the list. Not having appropriate powers of attorney, or for that matter, not having powers of attorney, pretty much guarantees you a potential for litigation. I mean, what's the percentage of individuals that become disabled, that will experience at least some short-term, if not long-term, disability? It's like 78%,
As we age, the number approaches, 70, so 70%. So once we pass about 70, 75 years old, we're either dead or we're facing a 70% chance of disability.
And the reason for this is because our medical technology over the years has gotten so good at treating the body, but we're still working on how to treat the mind. And so many of us, as we get older, we are going to have some level of cognitive decline, some level of cognitive deficiency, and we're going to need, if not for long term, at least for a short term period, we're going to need help with financial decision making and medical decision making. And when you don't have the appropriate documents for that, or you have no documents for that, your family, your spouse, your children, your neighbors, again, somebody is going to have to turn to the court for help.
And peril lies ahead. Peril lies ahead. And so I will argue that not planning is far more expensive than planning.
Is.
So,
it's just not even
dispelling this cost issue. Yes, estate planning, you got to write a check. I get that. But it's a lot smaller check than you're going to write for disability or all these types of things if you don't have the right things in place. A minor guardianship is much more expensive. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we get back, we'll take your calls at 888-973-5476. 888-973-5476. Your partner-in-law will be right back.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book. Two. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All right, welcome back. This is Your Partner in Law. We are in the studio braving the weather and braving the roads all to talk with you this morning, which we enjoy so much every week. Hey, folks, check us out on the web at Your Partner in Law. We've got all kinds of great stuff there for you, signing up for our events. You can get our newsletters, blogs. You can ask us a legal question. You can click through to RJG Legal. You can set up, you know, and request your consultations. Did I mention our consultations are free? I would assume that most of you listening know that, but I know there's always new listeners. So all of our estate and elder law consultations are free. For those of you who attend our events, we usually sweeten that up a little bit. For those out coming to retire meet, we've got a nice surprise for all of you that are going to be coming out there relative to your estate planning. And, you know, what we really talk about here, you know, in this planning arena, Scott, and kind of comparing the storm planning to planning for our life, which might be our storm of our life planning, we just really need to focus in on what's important to us and, you know, commit this stuff down to paper. But I think it all begins with education and learning about things, which is why we do our classes. We don't call them workshops and seminars. These are classes, folks. We want you to come and learn. So when we have our events, they're learning events, and we want to give you the information. Because proper estate planning must be integrated with all the other areas of your life. You know, we have to integrate, you know, within your estate plan, if you're a business owner, how do we connect those two? We need to talk about your finances. How are they being managed? Should certain assets be in trust or charitable trust or all kinds of different things? Savings plan for children. How are we going to manage our money? And that money management needs to be consistent with your foundational estate plan and the documents that are put together there. So we just, you know, there's a lot of things to consider as we're going through this planning process. And that's why we offer our life plan organizer to everyone. In fact, any of you that would like to shoot us a, you know, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and contact us and ask for a life plan organizer. And we have them for single folks and married folks, and those that you might be in registered domestic partnerships. We have forms for you to fill out that are going to list kind of your assets and your inventory. And then when we're thinking about the inventory of our estate plan, we need to inventory the people. Who are going to be those that I'm providing for? My wife, my kids, whomever, my charities. Who am I providing for? Who do I want, or whom do I want in charge? Do I want my eldest child? Do I want my brother? Do I want a professional? Who do I want involved? Who do I have the absolute trust and confidence in that they're going to carry out my plan? Because this choice of who we choose is so critical. I always segue here to Scott and say, Scott, how important is it to have the right fiduciary?
Well, you know, we talk a lot about all these different lawsuits that I get involved in, and sometimes they're for no planning. The other is when you've got great planning in place. Just it's exactly the plan that's appropriate for you. It's got all the options and all the whistles and everything that are appropriate for you. But what's the one problem with it is the person that you chose is not the appropriate person, whether they have their own motivation, oftentimes being the case, they just ignore your plan, or they are an individual that just isn't capable of implementing your plan due to ability or due to distance.
Distance and time. They may be great, but they're just not available.
I mean, picking someone in the Netherlands to be your medical decision maker is not a good idea. You know, picking your child in New York to be your financial decision maker may or may not be a good idea. picking your child who has a long history of substance abuse and felony convictions to be your decision maker is not a good idea. Well, these are the kinds of things that sometimes people do. You know, these are things that you need to, you know, really take into consideration.
Well, Scott, I've had people say in the past, well, don't I have to pick my children? Well,
you know, that is a misconception.
And that's one of these horrible misconceptions. Yeah. No, you can name anyone you want as long as they're over 18. Now, we certainly say in many cases, do not pick someone convicted of a felony because they cannot be your executor under a will. It's questionable whether they should or shouldn't be under a power of attorney, but they cannot be under a will.
Under a power of attorney, let's just assume that the law says they cannot be. The problem is there may not be anyone there to challenge them, at least initially, when they are using that power of attorney.
And by the time harm is done, the harm is done.
Because, a power of attorney is not a court-supervised type of document, whereas a will, once it is filed and begins to be probated, is a court-supervised type of document.
Yeah, so we just, you know, we talk about issues and concerns because there are remedies. But to get to that point, we need to sit down. You need to fill out our life plan organizer, take an hour or so to do it. It's going to inventory the people in your plan. It's going to inventory the assets in your plan, in your life. And then we're going to talk about your individual goals, the goals maybe of you and your partner or wife or husband or whatever you have, just maybe it's you and someone else. What are the individual and the joint goals? We need to look at these things. And then our organizer goes a step beyond and it says, what risk are out there? What concerns you? In other words, what keeps you awake at night? And there's three or four pages of common issues that we're told by you over the years. And so that planner is a reflection of your common fears, goals, and things like risk that you're facing. And then you can go through that and help that. And that helps prioritize our discussion when you come in for your free consultation such that we can look at what type of planning is appropriate given your situation.
And the Life Plan Organizer is great for you planning procrastinators because what it does is it gives you that starting point. And we'll talk a little bit about that after we get back from the break.
So, Your Partner in Law, we're going to be right back. Make sure you check us out on the web at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregrick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregrick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregrick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregrick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance
of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. You need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorek.
All righty. Welcome to Your Partner in Law. This is going to be our last segment coming up to the top of the hour.
You know, and before the break, we were talking a little bit about planning procrastination and getting motivated to do your planning. And you know, we know you're out there. We know you listen to our show every Sunday. We've got good numbers. Lots of you are out there. We know there's some of you sitting there. I listen to the show every week and I got to get to it. I listen to the show every week and I got to get to it. And you've been poking around and you've been looking at the internet and you haven't done it and you've been procrastinating. And the Life Plan Organizer is a great way to get started. And like Rick was saying before the break, we do an initial consultation complimentary for estate planning. And so you start with the Life Plan Organizer. You start with our website. You get your Life Plan Organizer filled out, completed. You think about some of the answers on there. There's a lot of questions about, you know, who's in your life and what your thought process is, kind of what your goals and your objectives are. And then you schedule an appointment with us. You get that to us, hopefully ahead of time, but you don't have to get it to us ahead of time. And we sit down and we start working with you one-on-one to put together your estate plan that is tailored towards your needs, towards your family situation, towards your finances, towards what your goals will be when you become disabled, what your goals will be when you pass away. And so that's we know you're there. We know you're drinking that coffee. You're probably walking to the microwave to heat it back up. And you know that you've been procrastinating, and you've probably been procrastinating for years.
More like
decades.
Exactly. More like decades.
And so we know you're out there. Get to us. Give us a call. Get the life plan organizer.
It really is painless, you know. And I find that most people, once you get to the office and we sit down, we start talking, you're going to find out we're just kind of regular folks just like you are. You get up and you go to your job every day, or at least you used to. And that's what we do. We get up and we come to our job, and this is something we've chosen to do. We're all very dedicated to this. And, you know, certain jobs and certain things in life, you have to have kind of an empathy and a passion, you know, perhaps a calling, you know, might be a little far. I mean, I look at nurses and people like that, or people in the clergy and things of that nature that, you know, I think they have a calling into that area. And I think, you know, people do have callings, if you will, into the law, but then the law is so pervasive in so many different ways, it gets fractionated. But those of us who do go into the planning area, and we work with folks, and certainly we work with those with disabilities, whether it be through aging, injury, birth defects, whatever it might be. You know, I think it takes a little different type of attorney to do a great job at that, to have the empathy and understanding of the situations and not only what is right in front of you today, but what is likely to unfold in the future. And to try to build a plan that anticipates a worst case scenario. When we plan for disaster, we want to plan for the worst that might happen. And if our plan is going to be successful, if the worst happens, imagine how wonderful it will work when it isn't actually the worst. Many of us won't face the worst, but we're going to face tough. And we're going to face hard. And it's going to be financially difficult. It's going to be emotionally difficult. There's just a lot of things.
And hard on our families.
And hard on those that are around us. So we all face these same situations regardless of, you know, when we're talking about Alzheimer's and strokes and heart attacks, wealth has no
bearing on that. Everybody, you know, rich and poor are subject to that. Getting all kinds of infirmaries and things of that nature. It's so random, it appears, just like cancer. It doesn't sit there and say, oh, I exclude this group of people. I mean, out there just ticking time bombs what's going to happen.
And we know that the conversations are happening. She was so healthy. He was so healthy. And people become so surprised when you're the healthiest of people all of a sudden start having some cognitive deficiencies or maybe a stroke. And so, you've got to plan for that because you never know if you're the one that is going to have that problem.
Well, Scott, I've said to many folks what a difference a day can make. And we had this situation last week. What a difference a day made. I was not, we were not able to get to the client soon enough for them to do an amendment that they wanted to do to their estate plan that was very important. Unfortunately, they called. We went right out, house call, the whole nine yards. Unfortunately, it was too late.
And that is why we say plan early and plan often. Keep your plan up to date because that is not an uncommon situation.
No, it happens a lot.
And that's a procrastination as well.
You know, if you have a loved one or you yourself have been diagnosed with any type of terminal illness or something along those lines, Alzheimer's, call us early. Don't wait till you're almost out of money. That's not going to really work for you.
Or time.
So the sooner you can get in, even if you have a current estate plan, if you have a life-changing event that's going to lead to disability, premature death, cognitive impairment, let's review it. I always tell people this might be the last bite at the apple. So let's make sure that we can optimize everything in your life. I want to close out by telling everybody, please be safe out there. Drive safely. I'm going to be out there, and I don't want to meet you on the ice.
And
I want to meet you at the office.
Plan for being, at home again, potentially.
You bet. Hey, folks, we'll be back next week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorek. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTVU.